As promised, we talk to Anetsi, and Anetsi is standing by to tell us about ingredient substitutions, if I get it correct. Anetsi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And our topic today, substituting ingredients?
Yes, I think sometimes people think that healthy food might not be as appetizing as the original recipe, but that's not totally true. Mm-hmm. Obviously, simple swaps can help you cut on trans fats, saturated fats, and even small substitutions will make a huge difference in terms of calorie saving in a total meal. Mm. And obviously, we have to remember that if your goal is weight loss, then every single calorie that you save will add up in the end. Mm. Like it's almost like if you put a 1 cent in a 5 liter jar, eventually you will have a lot of money.
Right.
And it's the same sort of with calories. Every little calorie that you spare will benefit you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'll just explain a little bit on basic ingredients that you can swap in recipes or just substitute in your house to sort of save calories. And if we think about dairy, for instance, many recipes will, for instance, have like a creamy sauce. Mm, and if you think about a creamy sauce, whether it is a pasta or a meat sauce, the main ingredient in that sauce is cream.
Right.
And obviously, I think lots of people think, oh, my goodness gracious, this will not taste the same if I don't have cream. But it's not totally true. So you can actually swap cream in a recipe. For instance, evaporated milk is a very good substitute for cream in any recipe. And if you think about the fat in cream, obviously it's a dairy product. Dairy is an animal, originates from animal, and generally that will be saturated fat. Mm-hmm. So in cream itself, we're looking at about between 30 and 36 grams of fat in 100 mils, which is a rather large amount. And if you think about evaporated milk that you will get from a tin, that will give you 7 grams of fat per 100 gram.
Okay.
So there's a huge difference in terms of the calories that you will save, for instance, in just making a normal mushroom sauce, where people will go mushroom, salt, pepper, maybe a little bit of onion and garlic, and then cream. But instead of doing the cream, you can then add the evaporated milk and obviously save all of those saturated fat grams. And then other good alternatives will also be something like a full cream yogurt. Surprisingly enough, it really works in a dish like this. I think the secret when it comes to yogurts is your temperature. You wouldn't really make it as high as you would maybe with cream or with milk, because the chances of like a separation is will be there, but it's easy to fix that. We fix it with a little bit of Maizena and water, and you will bring it all together again if it ever happens.
Yes.
And then also very simple alternative will be normal milk with flour as a thickener. So you will make a little bit of flour in a paste with milk. And my advice would be to actually, so you will bring your milk to a rolling boil, take your little paste that you've made, but add it to your hot milk through a sieve, because otherwise those small little lumps will get into your sauce, which is not really doesn't give you the best mouthfeel at all. So, but by doing that and then obviously seasoning it with salt or pepper or whatever spice you originally wanted to put in there, you can then do, and you will still have a very nice creamy sauce. Mm. And I spoke about meat sauce, but if you think about pasta sauces, for instance, like an Alfredo, or even if we make a normal white sauce in terms of things like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti bolognese, lasagna, where you And then on the note of a normal cheese sauce or a bechamel sauce that people will speak about. So if you think about a basic bechamel, it's generally you melt the butter in the pot, then you add the flour and you add your milk and then salt and pepper and a lot of cheddar cheese. So a sauce like that on its own, quite energy dense, but again, we can change that sauce and save a lot of calories by eliminating the butter at the bottom. Mm. And I know it sounds very weird, but it does work. I've tried it many times in my life, I promise. It's foolproof. So you will actually, I call it the custard method. So you will bring milk to a boil again and then add that milky paste, and then your salt, your pepper, and instead of adding a lot of cheddar cheese, investing in a piece of good parmesan, you can grate a little bit of the parmesan cheese in there, and it will give you a nice cheesy flavor, but without all the fat from the butter and from the cheese, and you can still carry on making your lasagna as usual without having all the butter and the cheese in your dish. So that's sort of in terms of dairy swaps. And if we think about sometimes maybe more to the dessert section, or if we think about a baked cheesecake, for instance, generally your cheesecakes will ask for like a creme fraiche or like a cream cheese. But if you want to try and bake with something like a normal cottage cheese, not like fat-free, you get like a regular cottage cheese. Again, the consistency is more or less the same, but the fat content in that cheese will definitely be probably 50% less. And you can still make your baked cheesecake like that. And also, if you think about dishes that calls for sour cream, instead of sour cream, normal Greek yogurt is a very good alternative to sour cream, and you will still get the same results in terms of your dish. And if we think about just normal swaps in your fridge in terms of dairy, just swapping full fat dairy for low fat dairy, full fat yogurt for low fat yogurt, you do save some calories. And if you want to know whether it's really the truth or not, at the end of the day, read the label, because on there you will get all the calorie information, all the fat information. And then you can make your decision according to that.
Right, right.
Then if you think about some recipes, the average recipes say, put oil in the bottom of the pot, cut up your onions and garlic and your spices and put it in there and start your dish like that. While not really the best way of doing it necessarily. Number one, if you start with a good oil, you will change the structure of that oil because of the heat that the oil is exposed to. So if you had the good monounsaturated olive oil in there, unfortunately, if you prepare at a very high heat, you will lose the properties of your monounsaturated fatty acid. So rather use a nonstick spray, add your onion, your garlic, and then to sort of braise your onions and your spices, you can use a little bit of white wine or some apple juice just to braise that all together, and then you carry on with the recipe like you would used to, instead of when your pot is dry, adding a lot of oil at the bottom of the pot to dry the stuff, not to burn to the bottom of the pot. But there's other ways that obviously doesn't have all the fat in there, and also you don't change the structure.
Because that's quite important.
Yes.
You know, we've discussed that in the past, where heating the oils changes everything about them.
Yes, it definitely does. And I understand, like, especially some curry recipes, I understand the bulk and the secret maybe of that whole curry is in the braising of the spices, but then really to go temperature control, if you're not worried about the calories, choose the oil with a high burning point. For instance, grapeseed oil is only changes at 220 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. So then choose the type of oil that you use to prepare that dish, so that you can still stay with, get the good qualities of that specific oil that you are working with, but not any oil if you want, if that's something that you do often.
Right.
Yeah. And then obviously in terms of if you think about deep frying, luckily these days we are fortunate in terms of air fryers that can sort of give you the same quality out instead of deep frying it. So obviously just changing the cooking method of certain dishes that calls for deep frying, then using an air fryer or very hot oven on with a fan will sort of give you the same result in the end.
Okay.
Then other small changes that you can look at in a recipe, if we think about recipes that calls for ground beef, I think the quality of your ground beef is very important. So go look for your extra lean option in terms of ground beef, because regular beef, generally, they will add up to 30 grams of fat in 100 grams of meat. So you will only really consume 70 grams of fat in 100 gram of ground meat portion if it's regular beef. And then obviously between lean and extra lean, the fat content will go down. So really go for that extra lean option. And if you want to make it go a long way, you can rather mix it with some lentils. Or if you're then a vegetarian, you can use lentils as an alternative to ground beef to create yourself a vegetarian dish.
Right. Okay.
And then also, if you think about bacon, streaky bacon wouldn't be your first choice, because that will be your highest fat choice when it comes to bacon cuts or like pork cuts. So you would rather go for back bacon or extra lean bacon if a recipe calls for bacon.
Okay.
So that's the options that you will go for. And then I've mentioned obviously with cheese, with if it's cheddar or gouda, parmesan will be a good option. If it's softer cheeses like a ricotta or a cream cheese, go for your normal cottage cheese. And if we think about baking, this might be a little bit more tricky than just preparing food for a meal. But if you want to save some calories in terms of baking, I think it's very important to understand when you do these sacrifices when it comes to baking, your end product might not be as soft as you wanted it to. Well, if like you would know from your original recipe. So you can expect a little bit of a harder type of biscuit or rusk, but you will definitely save a lot of calories if that's what your aim will be. So if it calls for oil, you can then substitute oil for like melted light margarine. So if you think about oil, it's 100%, it's about what, 90 to 100 grams of fat, so it's pure fat. But then light margarine, it all depends. There's 40 grams, 50 grams, 60 grams. It all depends on what you buy. But then that will be it will be 40 grams versus 100 grams, for instance. So there's quite a calorie saving there. And then some of the recipes, if you want to substitute fat, you can not more than 50%. So maybe you can start with 25% of the amount of fat that you wanted. You can substitute with mashed banana, or they speak about applesauce. And I was thinking applesauce and how we would get it is not really that easy. But I think if you take a normal tin of apples and you put it in a blender to make like a thick applesauce, you can then substitute some of your oil with applesauce or mashed banana to create a less fat alternative. And then if you think about it, obviously you will get the benefit from the fruit being in your baked dish that you are creating. So you will obviously get some extra vitamins and maybe a subtle sweetness from adding the fruit.
Okay.
And then, I did speak about how you can reinvent a lasagna and an Alfredo sauce. And then if you think about creamy soups, Sometimes you will read a soup recipe and they will say tomato or butternut or any of those. Sometimes they say add cream in the end. But you can use full cream milk, you can use evaporated milk, or you can actually take a tin of butter beans and blend it to a smooth consistency and add that into your soup. And also boil, you can boil cauliflower in rapidly boiling water till soft and also blend that and add it into your soups for a creamy consistency instead of adding cream. And again, you will then get the fiber from the beans, you will get the antioxidants from the cauliflower. So there's lots of other benefits except for the calorie saving when it comes to soups. And I think then also with a good old mac and cheese, and that's quite a it can be become quite a rich, creamy recipe. But again, make your white sauce with the custard method. Use some good strong hard cheese that you can just add a little bit in there. And sometimes you even get like a cheese sort of spice that will give a nice flavor to that dish instead of lots of cheddar cheese in your dish. If calorie saving is not what you want to do, obviously just your mac and cheese like you always do it. But some people out there want to save some calories and want to do it a better way, and that's how you can do it. Burgers, and make your own with those extra lean mincemeat. So that's a very easy one. And then if you think about a pie, like instead of make like chicken pie, you can use some puff pastry, not puff pastry, you can alternative with phyllo pastry, and that's what you can use for that. And then many times quiches, if you think about a quiche, that mix is normally a mixture of milk, cream, eggs. So again, maybe just use full cream milk with egg instead of adding cream, and you can still make that quiche like you wanted to. And then I think the very difficult one would be mayonnaise. This is quite something that people use everywhere in a salad, on a sandwich. And I always think mayonnaise can be such a big calorie bomb, and people don't necessarily think about it like that. But some of your mayonnaise is 50, 60 grams of fat in 100 gram, which is really a lot. And if you think about chicken mayo, if you put a lot of mayo and you're thinking you're making a very healthy chicken mayo sandwich, it is quite a lot of fat. So again, you can maybe mix cottage cheese with a little bit of milk to have a creamy consistency and add some spices that you like. Or yogurt is a very good alternative. That you can use, and then you can maybe add salt, pepper, some vinegar, whatever else, to make a nice sauce for yourself instead of using mayonnaise. There are odd brands out there that really doesn't have a lot of fat. I think the lowest one that I've ever seen in my life, well, there's one currently that you can buy, which is it's a light margarine, not a light mayonnaise. And then the one that we don't get anymore that was always the lowest, lowest ever was good old Trim. I
I remember that one.
Yes. So Trim was 7 grams of fat in 100 gram, and I always used to tell my patients just buy that because that's totally fine. But then the only other one these days that we do have, I think it's between 9 and 11 grams of fat in 100 gram, is Nola Light. It's the Red Cap Light. And at this point in time that we've got, that's literally have like I think it's 9 grams of fat or maybe 11. But the rest, if it says light, do yourself a favor, check the label. It's 24, 25, 26 grams of fat. So it's not as light as you thought it was going to be. So something to really look out for. And also when you are at restaurants and you are eating out, mayonnaise, salad dressings can be a big trap in terms of calories that you consume. You're thinking you're making the right, the healthier choice, but small things like that. So you can rather swap it for a tomato based, even sometimes like a sweet and sour barbecue, sweet chili sauce, even though there's sugar. you don't have a lot of fat calories. So those are things to look out for when you maybe eat out. And the same with sauces. Stay away from the cheese, the mushroom, the pepper sauce. Rather go for monkey gland barbecue. Even with a pizza, maybe choose parmesan instead of mozzarella and cheddar cheese, which adds a lot of calories. So those are things that you can look out for when eating out. And obviously, and I know it's very sad, but again, if you think about a burger, cheese and mayo, not really your best option.
Not good.
No, it's a tomato or a barbecue version, because again, you will save quite a bit of calories when it comes to those things.
Okay.
And then I think lastly, in terms of maybe salad dressings, luckily these days there's a lot of light options. So if you can choose the light option. Otherwise, make your own with some yogurt, salt, pepper, and some mixed herbs, lemon juice, and maybe even some vinegar. Really works quite well. And maybe in terms of snacks, again, instead of Simba chips, we've got lots of options these days. Pretzels, popcorn, rice pop, cake pops. There's all of those rice cakes type of squares and triangles and everything. Really, really less fat in terms, if you have to compare it with Simba chips. And then one last thing in terms of creating a dish. If you think about crumbed type of things that's normally deep fried, a good way is to, you can take Pravita biscuits and put it into a blender, make it fine, and you can dip whatever, maybe if I'm thinking chicken breast, in some egg white, in this savory crumbs, and then bake it in a hot oven. Mm. It will really give you a nice alternative to deep fried schnitzel, for instance. And you can still sort of get the same mouthfeel and texture with a crumbed sort of dish.
Okay,
that's sort of my tips for this morning, so for saving some calories.
you can definitely save calories just by possibly being a little bit creative, and as you always stress, is look at the labels and see what you're buying, and maybe you'll find an alternative.
Yes, because you will actually be surprised in terms of brands, the difference in terms of fat content. A very good example, actually, if you think about those packets of instant sauces, cheese sauce, the ones that you can buy in the packet, whether it's Knorr, Royco, or doesn't matter who makes it. But that's a very good example of where brands are different. So take the packet, pick it up, look at the gram fat per 100 gram, look at the salt content, and you can then choose the ones with less fat, less salt. So every small little thing like that, and before you know it, you would have changed your whole sort of pantry in terms of sugar, fat, salt content, by making small choices over time. And this is, again, not something that you have to do overnight. Every day, just try and change something. And before you know it, you would have created yourself a whole new lifestyle that will work in your favor in the end.
Well, that's good advice and some really good tips there today, Onetsi. Thank you very, very much. And one last question. If somebody wants to get in touch, maybe they're on this road and they're needing assistance, how can they make use of your services?
I'm more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Ray.